Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah. Little ZZ Top, Little Texas Blues, Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Growth Engine Company. Growth-engine.com is the website. The books are there. Idea Stormers, 21 Days to a Big Idea. Those are all there. I encourage you to check it out and see if Brian has anything that he can help you with. We're talking about growth strategies with a creative twist, all the reasons why you need to not just be analytical. You got to be a little more creative. We talked about who you should get your ideas from, the customer. And now help us with a little more creativity.
Well, in 21 Days to a Big Idea, there are a whole bunch of creative strategies. I mean, you know, wishing for the impossible, questioning assumptions, you know, new business models, patent prompts, even worst idea, coming up with terrible ideas and then flipping those and having them turn into good ideas. So those are all good strategies, and they all work. They take a little bit of time, but you can, you know, if you're a small business, you could do it, you know, Friday at noon and do it for an hour, take one technique and generate some of these ideas. So it's not, you know, you buy pizza for them and they show up and they come up with some ideas. So those are all pretty easy. As I thought about it, though, even another strategy is to do some small experiments. And that, you know, with new business possibilities, for instance, not invest a lot of money, do some quick things. I mean, in our case, we're going to do an experiment of creating a workshop on lean innovation. Bob Dorf, who's one of the gurus in this world, Startup Right. Owner's Manual, Steve Blank, et cetera, he and I are going to, you know, market a workshop to the public in New York at end of January and early February. So we'll see. I mean, that's an experiment for us. We've never done that, but you know, even if it didn't succeed, we think it will with our lists of hundreds of thousands of people. But even if it didn't, we're excited about the possibility of trying to figure this thing out.
We're going to learn something.
Yes.
That's the main thing. Even when you know, folks, even if you miss your mark, you're going to learn something.
Well, yeah,
something good will come from making honest, productive effort every time.
Yeah, I mean, it may turn out that the workshop itself is less important than all the clients we'll get from it. Who knows?
Well, Henry Ford in 1918 and something like that, he went to Europe to try to stop World War One.
Yeah, it was the something cruise or something.
Yeah, he came back and he said, "I didn't find much peace, but I found a lot of markets for my tractors."
right. So I think you know, these small experiments are probably a good idea. And we also talk about sort of doing things ugly in a way. I mean, obviously you try to do things well, but you can do little experiments that don't cost money. When we test new products in our focus groups for our clients, you know, we'll intentionally make ugly prototypes because we don't want people you know, saying I like it's red, it's blue. We don't care about that.
Right.
We want them to quote criticize us.
But also, what might be ugly to you might not be ugly to them. When I was working my way through college, I worked for a man who was a genius at imagining what customers would want because he had a new building and he painted the walls a horrible color. And I said, "Do you like that color?" He said, "No, but my customers will." we went and bought furniture, and he took me to a market one time. I never will forget it. And I said, "Do you like this sofa you just bought?" He said, "No, but my customers will." And he said, "You have to remember, if I only bought furniture that I liked, I would be able to. I'd be surrounded by that for a long time."
Gee, I love that. It's such an easy idea, but it's so poorly practiced. And
yeah.
You know, your contribution of really, really getting into the minds of the customer.
Well, doesn't that affect your creativity when you impose your personal proclivities and interests in color, you know, your color palette onto what you're trying to arrange for customers? Isn't that dangerous?
Well, there's, obviously there's a balance there. You want a vision of what you think is going to work, but then it's the flexibility. It's this whole brain, the flexibility to respond to what the customers mm-hmm. are telling you.
Well, and that sofa, by the way, that ugly sofa, it didn't last 2 days on the floor. I'll never forget it.
I love it.
Yeah. He was practicing some creative planning, I think, when he did that. Hey, Brian, I need the website one more time, please.
It's growth-engine.com.
Will you come back?
It's brand new. It's really fun. It's a fun
website. Check it out, folks. Don't forget the little tool he's got there. So, hey, Brian, I hope you'll come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. This is fun as always.
Yeah, Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brian joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.